Can't wait to get the Mankato, put the pass on, and just continue to work. You know, it's a contact game, so I'm excited for this group of guys, and excited to just see each other, see all the guys just continue to work and compete at a high level.
Teddy North said one of the things he was really impressed about with you is your ability to throw the ball deep, and he's really been happy about that amongst the many things that he's liked. Have you felt like you're finally getting a chance to show them different parts of the game they may not have suspected was a strength?
Oh, yes, and it's all due to just continue to come out every day and just try to get better. You know, I'm able to learn from Matt and Christian. You know, watch the little details in those guys' passing game, whether it's, you know, their footwork when they're throwing a deep ball. I can always learn from those guys. So, you know, I just try to continue to just get better and work on every aspect that I feel that I need work in.
Have you tweaked anything with the deep ball cone, or is it still the same since college?
That's just been all footwork. Laying it and playing. So I've been able to just watch Matt, watch Kristen, and see how those guys have had great success throwing the deep ball and try to apply some of the things that they're doing to my game also.
Are you feeling comfortable just with the offense, with what they're asking you to do?
Where's your comfort level at so far going after a couple days here?
That's amazing that I've been able to learn so much in the 6 weeks that I've been here. And now I've just been gaining that confidence every day. And I'm just feeling very comfortable right now and knowing that, you know, I still have room for improvement and a long way to go to be where I want to be. So I'm feeling confident and comfortable right now. But like I say, I still have more to learn.
Is your mindset at this point that you're competing for a starting job, or are you just trying to learn? What's basically the mindset is get ready to go to Mankato from your end?
Right now, my mindset is just on competing. And I feel that competition makes the team better. And, you know, if all the guys at the quarterback position are competing, then it's just going to make the entire position much better. So, you know, there's a great group of guys here at the quarterback position, and I'm just eager to continue to work with those guys.
You already started to think about what training camp would be like and ask stuff like that.
I try not to think so far ahead. You know, I try to take it one day at a time and come in and maximize every opportunity that I get each day going out compete with teammates. And you know, if you think about today, we were able to just come out, move around. It was a pretty up-tempo practice. We had some big plays on offense, and we were able to just execute our game-like situations.
Can you talk to how good your relationship is with Matt and Christian? Does that relationship change at all when maybe competition gets a little more heated come training camp time?
I don't think so, because I feel that, you know, we all have our best interest for the team. And we know that, like I said, competition is going to make the position better. And when you're all in for the team, then, you know, nothing else matters.
I say you've been watching the footwork, but how about on the play action, the audibles that you guys have been able to do the past couple of days? Have you been listening and watching how they do that too, making that more comfortable for yourself?
Oh, yes. You know, whenever I'm not in, I'm trying to take mental reps and also visual reps when either Matt or Christian are going and taking their reps. So in the play action game, I think Matt is one of the best in the game in a play action game. And then I try to watch everything that he's doing. And, you know, you think about this position, we have two guys who led teams to the playoffs. And two guys who've been starters for different, who've been starters in the NFL. So whenever I can just learn any piece of, you know, anything from those guys, it's very beneficial to me, and also to my unit. Whenever we're in there executing.
Norv says you're a fun guy to be around, just the kind of guy that people want to be next to and chat with. Are you kind of having fun out there too, huh?
Oh yes, you know, you gotta have fun. You can't just be so serious all the time. You know, you have to relax, but also stay within your character and just let the guys know that, hey, you're having fun with those guys. And, you know, when guys are competing at a high level, you know, you have to have fun. And if guys aren't having a great day, you still have to have fun. You know, playing a quarterback position, I feel that this is the one position where you always have to just remain poised and always have fun to let the guys know that, hey, you know, my quarterback's fine, so maybe I'll be all right.
Do you think the players don't expect that from a rookie coming in, even at quarterback?
Well, you know, I can't even answer that, because I don't know, you know, what the guys expect. I know that, you know, they expect me to compete at a high level, and I'm going to hold myself accountable to that, and the guys are holding me accountable to that also. So, you know, each day I come out, you know, I just try to compete at a high tempo and at a high level, and try to be as accurate and, you know, as poised as I can be each day.
Other times, though, in you know, on the field, where you feel that you do have to be serious. I mean, I take it one key is to have fun with the guys until it's time to get serious, and then you got to look at veteran players and say, hey, here's what we're going to do. How do you go about changing that personality or making that transition?
Well, that's where it falls back to me just learning from the veterans on the guys. You have a group of veterans who are eager to get back to the playoffs and eager to win football games. So, you know, I watch those guys when things are going good. I watch those guys, and when things aren't going good, I still watch those guys. And I look to, you know, Adrian, Matt, those guys, Greg, and those guys have, you know, had success in the National Football League. So I'm interested in learning from those guys from a mental standpoint. You know, when things aren't going so good, how do they react and how do they carry themselves? And when things are going good, you know, what's their demeanor and what's their posture?
I think you mentioned at the combine that you also take virtual reps.
Start
as far as video games and stuff, do you still carry that over here now too?
Oh, yeah. So I try to take as many reps as I can, and whether it's on the video game, playing EA Madden football, or in the playbook, you know, just drawing it. Or just visualizing it in my head. I try to just maximize every rep that I can get and every opportunity that I can take.
How does that help in being able to import plays and Madden and using these virtual reps?
It helps because you get one more rep than you had in practice, in the actual practice. So, no, any chance you get to take an extra rep or go the extra step, the extra mile, it's going to be very, very beneficial when you transfer it to the field.
What have these last 6 weeks been like, just from trying to learn the offense, how much time you spent in the classroom?
The last 6 weeks, it's been great. You know, learning from, you know, Coach Turner, Scott, and also Coach North Turner. It's been very great, you know, being able to just come right in and, you know, compete. You know, that's all, you know, you ever ask for is a chance to compete. And this coaching staff has did a great job of just allowing all the quarterbacks to compete over these past 6 weeks. And like I said, we have one more day of mini camp, so that's one more day to get better. Then can't wait to put the pass on and go to Mankato.
Has it been overwhelming at all, though, everything that you've had to learn so far?
That hasn't been overwhelming at all, having to learn this entire system and learn what it takes to be a quarterback in the National Football League. So, no, I have a great group of guys in front of me right now with Matt and Kristen. Like I said, those guys have had success in the National Football League. So, as far as transitioning and trying to become a National Football League, a quarterback in the National Football League, those guys have been helping me throughout that process. And just coming in and learning the offense and everything, so that those guys have been helping me also. And with the help of both Coach Scott and North Turner, those guys have been great. And I just can't wait to get to Mankato.
Last couple for Teddy.
North said today another good mark of an offense is kind of one that performs really well in third down situations, 2-minute situations in a red zone. What makes you the kind of player that can perform in those type of situations?
I think the biggest thing is just knowing who my weapons are and what I have on the field. Knowing, you know, the play in and out, knowing where to go with the football, and just knowing what to do with protection. Just being on time. You know, third down is a critical down in the football game, and you know, we try to have great success, and we work on it every day to just maximize every opportunity that we can get on third down reps. So I think that those little things, you know, being on time, knowing where to go with the football, it's going to help when it comes to third downs.
Teddy, I know that Anthony Barr hasn't been around a lot, but I'm wondering how much of a chance you've had to get to know Anthony in the time you've seen him. And everyone says he's like a real smart guy. Is that what you've observed? Just kind of talk about Anthony, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he's a very smart guy. I mean, he went to UCLA for one. So, Anthony, he's a great guy to be around. He's someone who's eager to learn. Ever since he's been here for the past couple of days, he's just been going nonstop. You know, that's what you want in a group of guys that we have, guys who are just going to compete at a high level and want to be great.